This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
A huge percentage of my life has been spent tracking down and holding bigots, racists, white supremacists, neo-Nazis, and others like them accountable. And just this week, Donald Trump had at Mar-a-Lago Nick Fuentes and expressed clear, explicit neo-Nazi, a Holocaust denier, a white supremacist, someone who is actually behind violence and attacks in Charlottesville and in other places, has been banned from all social media because of how dangerous this man is. He is meeting with an ex-president who is running for president. It is the normalization of hate in a way that we have not seen before, that this man is meeting with Donald Trump while he's running for president is extremely dangerous. And I need to unpack and explain it. All right? This is Sean King, and you are listening to
The Breakdown. The Breakdown. The Breakdown.
Whenever a country has a period of racist violence, whenever a country has a spike in hate and hate crimes, there's always something that precedes the violence. Before people are attacked, before there's genocide, before there's ethnic cleansing, before there's violent hate crimes against people, before those things happen, a few other things take place first. The public and private demeaning of people, particularly of entire groups of people. Demeaning them, saying that you, in essence, are superior and they are inferior. The meaning of them, the name calling of them, the ridicule and belittling of them. Those things start to happen first. And you can trace this in the Holocaust, in Rwandan genocide. You can trace that when you look at any periods of mass lynching and violence against Black people in America. Anytime, and if you look at the period before and throughout American slavery, to enslave people, you first have to demean them in such a way that it allows you to justify what you're about to do to them. And what I need you to understand is that Donald Trump, meeting this week at Mar-a-Lago, and media sources just confirmed this 30 minutes ago, that Kanye West and Nick Fuentes met with Donald Trump at Mar-a-Lago is deeply disturbing and highly problematic. Nick Fuentes is dangerous. He has been banned from all of these platforms for a reason. Not only did he continue to violate policy after policy, this man has been booted from every platform you can imagine because his racism and bigotry are so horrendous that he can't be on a platform and not violate their terms of service. And here's the thing. When someone as important as the previous president of the United States begins to normalize a man like this, it is a warning sign. It is a bright red flashing light. When a man like that meets with a former president who has now announced that he's running for president, something is really wrong. It's a warning sign. It's a red alert. It's an SOS that things have taken a turn, a pivot. It is a signal that we need to pay attention to. Listen, we have a quick word from one of our sponsors. I'll be right back. I have some thoughts. I don't want to keep you long. I know it's a holiday weekend, but I need you to understand what I think is going to happen next. I'll be right back. The breakdown. In a span of about 72 hours, a series of really dangerous developments have happened. First, Elon Musk has announced on Twitter that he is allowing back every account that was ever banned for violent threats, for harassment, for racism and bigotry, for anything other than a crime. Everybody else is coming back. And that is a deeply disturbing reality because these people, many were banned after multiple warnings, then banned. And if you don't understand what it means to give open, explicit neo-Nazis and white supremacists a platform that they were denied because they violated terms of service, if you don't know what it does to them to motivate and excite them that they are being welcomed back with open arms, it's an incredibly dangerous development. Again, Elon Musk, we're talking about a man that was raised in apartheid South Africa. His father was a leader in apartheid South Africa. He thrived during apartheid. And that this man is now leading Twitter and doing everything he can to welcome back the ugliest elements in the world. And I say in the world because people are saying, hold on. There are people in countries around the world that have been banned that did great harm, that put people in danger, that put me and my family and my friends and colleagues in danger. So that happened. Then Kanye West gave some frivolous announcement that he's running for president again. It's preposterous. It's ridiculous. It's dumb. And he said that a senior advisor for his campaign is one of the most notorious pedophile supporting white supremacists in the world. Milo Yiannopoulos, who again has been banned from all of these platforms, literally lost his job at Breitbart because of his support of pedophilia. Like, what are we talking about here? This man did great harm to my family, put me in harm's way, has been banned from every platform, and is now being welcomed back into a strategic role for Kanye West. And now we learn that Nick Fuentes has met with Donald Trump at the White House. Listen, not at the White House, but at Mar-a-Lago. Listen to me. All of this is a very, very disturbing sign that we are heading to a place that I think is very, very dangerous. I am not a negative person. I am an optimistic, hopeful human being. And I'm telling you, from a lifetime of studying how bigotry and white supremacy and neo-Nazism and other things work, they grow and thrive like a snowball building down a hill. And I see right now, bigotry, racism, and white supremacy, homophobia, right now have real dangerous momentum. And I truly believe we're heading into a very, very dangerous place. I would not say it unless I meant it. I'm going to try to spend some time with my family today, but as you can hear, I hope, as you can hear in my voice, I am very, very concerned. Love and appreciate all of you. Take care, everybody.
Break it down. The break down.
I'm Tiffany Hawkins.
I'm Alan Boomer.
And we are the Momentum Advisors. Every single week, we talk about wealth management, personal finance, and entrepreneurship.
We are financial advisors by day. We're entrepreneurs by night. We're building wealth for ourselves, and we want to make sure that you understand how to build wealth in your own family.
Tune in for shows like Is Your Money Racist? Retirement Savings? Investment 101? We literally run the gamut on all the things that you need to know about financial wealth, creating a legacy for your family, and really just wealth creation as a whole.
What we find is that these conversations are happening, but they're not happening as much as they need to in diverse communities. And so we're bringing a new voice, a new amount of energy, and we want you to tune in.
So we bring the tips, we bring the strategy, and we always bring the good news. So make sure you tune in every week to the Momentum Advisors. There's something for everyone. Momentum.